35.
When this life is o'er and we're no more falling on.
Oh,
572. 4:40. 4:40.
This ain't slow either. Four 40.
seats up here. So some of the folks will come up here. People are not scared to set up on the front. Y'all can come up here and sit on the front. We're glad to have everyone here today. Our visitors from our sister churches from all over the Southeast and Midwest, we're just glad to have y'all. And the new bunch that come in today, we're glad to have y'all. It's just been a joy and a blessing to be at Shoal Creek Meeting House this week.
Amen.
And we just trust that the Lord will continue to bless us. And I just want to let you know we've had a powerful meeting from
Amen.
Thursday night till now. But we do make an interest in your prayers today. Got a couple announcements we just want to get out of the way before we get to preaching. Because we know that we've got several that will be leaving just as soon as this service is over, going back to Louisiana and Mississippi and Arkansas. So, if Brother Harold would say they won't light us up here as soon as it's over. So, that's why I'm going to kind of get these. We got flyers for meetings coming up. The preacher's meeting in November here at Shoal Creek. The North Georgia Fellowship meeting, which will be in January, that will coincide with my daddy's 60th year of being ordained to the ministry. And it will be a time of worship and celebration and to commemorate his time in the Lord and the worship. And so that's what the November meeting is going to be. The January meeting is going to be about the fourth week in January. Nebraska Fellowship next June. So these meetings are available. Please, our visitors, I think we've got around to most all of our visitors. If you haven't got a card, we got cards up here. If you fill them out and we haven't got them back from you, just please put them on the table up here. If there's anything that you want to give as an offering for this meeting, all the money that is collected here at this meeting will go toward the preachers and being able to take care of them in practice. So there's a basket and that's the front of the church.
Here in the back of the church.
See, church is strange.
Amen.
The only place you can go in the back of the building, the front of the building, and be going the front of the meeting house, then the back of the building.
Yeah.
But it's the only place that you can look and see what we have here today. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And just have the time. It's just beautiful. Have one of our members come and ask for a prayer request. We don't know that it's a friend of one of our members. Their 8 or 9 year old child, which is a twin, has found out that she has cancer in her wrist, and they're probably going to have to take her hand off. And she heard that we was having this meeting here today, and she asked if we would pray for her daughter. And don't know the daughter's first name, but her last name is Weston. And she's at the Scottish Rite Children's Hospital here in Brown. And so when we ask and we have public prayer, please pray for this blessed child that the Lord would be in this matter. The arrangements this morning, we're going to ask Elder Joe Asbell to come and lead us in prayer. After that, we're going to ask Elder J.C. Sandland from Panama City, Florida, to come and preach first, followed by Elder Clayton Nowell from Headland, Alabama, followed by Elder Harold Stumbo from Russellville, Arkansas. These brethren we love and we appreciate so much, and I just beg that you continue to pray for these brethren, and Joe Asbell from what part of Louisiana?